Episode 3149, What in Your Marriage Needs a Little Finesse.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Just to put you on alert, guess what? I think it's National Teddy Bear Day. Oh, all the more reason why to think about the one we sleep next to. Oh, yes, your spouse. Are you snuggling up lately? What in your marriage needs a little finesse? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, take a deep breath because you are in for a fabulous ride. Yes, because you know what? If you look at what we're talking about here, can you believe in 2 weeks it's going to be officially fall? Officially. Now, I know we're already past Labor Day and our minds kind of already go there. And maybe you're already thinking the country fairs and all of this stuff. And it's fabulous, right? But then you're thinking, oh, but my marriage, not so much. Like, I want to snuggle up to my babe, but we're not in the snuggling mood right now. Well, despite our best intentions, our efforts in our marriage may not yield the desired results. So why not ask yourself what in your marriage needs a little finesse? You know, it can be so disheartening and it can leave us questioning where we went wrong. Because initially you're probably like, oh, wow, we had this incredible wedding. We started out great, even dating. And I don't know what happened. I don't know where we grew apart, right? You hear that term, where we grew apart. But a lot of times we don't grow apart. We're just not putting in the effort that's needed. Because when you date, you put the effort in. You're trying to win that person. The chase is on. And it's a wonderful thing. And men love to continue to chase. Yes, you do, men, if you're listening. Women, however, they want to feel secure. And it's hard because the man wants to chase, but the woman's like, but I want to feel secure. And it's almost like this dichotomy, right? This paradox of it goes against each other. Right, when you try to have the magnets go together and it's the wrong size and they polarize each other. Anyway, I think I got that straight. Well, okay, maybe not. I fell asleep probably during that time in science. I can do other things in science, not that much. But anyway, I digress. When you're looking at your marriage, right, just because you feel like it's not where you think it should be, it's not the reason to give up. With a little finesse and some proactive steps, you can turn things around and go from where you are to really where you want to be in your marriage. But it doesn't happen while you're sitting on the sidelines. You have to be willing to get in the game and play full out, right? If you're watching football, I watch the Chiefs and the Lions. Do you think the Chiefs played full out? Well, some would argue no because they lost. Others would argue yes, because they were down a few incredible players. You can argue any point, but the thing is did they do what they needed to do with the people that were on the field? Yes, the whole team needs to play together, but it's 11 guys every single time that are on the field that make the difference. I don't care if you're the Lions or the Chiefs. So when you're looking at your marriage, are you playing in the game or are you sitting on the sidelines? Are you acting like, oh, you know what? I'm just kind of hurt a little bit. I'm under the weather. I can't do this. Okay, you're going to have those moments and those few seasons. But if your season like that is happening every single day and it has happened for the last 17 and a half years of your marriage, then what is, you know, are you even playing on the team? I mean, it makes me speechless because you're not putting in what you think you should be getting out. But you were when you were dating because you wanted to hook your spouse. Like, come on, I got this. The chase was fun. You wanted to feel secure. But now where are you? Well, are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to get off the sidelines and say, yeah, you know, it was a season like that. And maybe I shouldn't be there and be stuck there. So if you're willing to do that, then great, let's continue the conversation. But if you're not, you might as well press pause now. Unless if you want to learn something more about the relationship, because otherwise this just isn't going to help you. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to waste your time. You're too busy. I get it. Yet my best guess is that you want more for your marriage, or you wouldn't be here listening now. Who doesn't want to be intimate in every way with their sweetheart? I mean, fall. I don't care where you are. It's like you just kind of want to cuddle up more. Now, wintertime, not so much because you're like so cold. Now, we live in the South, so we're not that cold. But last year, we had some pretty, pretty freezing, frosty temperatures that were not good, did some major damage to foliage out there outside, and we're still working on that. I'll leave that for another episode. But in the fall, it's just kind of like full-on snuggle time, right? Just like with it being National Teddy Bear Day, which I think that is today. But don't you want to snuggle up with your teddy, meaning your sweetheart, your spouse? But you can't if you're not willing, if you don't have kind of that relationship of I'm all in with you. And I'm talking about all sides. I'm talking finances. I'm talking emotional states. I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about it all. So if that's you, then it's time for a little finesse. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy, right? Finesse. Now you're probably thinking, all right, Christiane, you're stuck on this kind of fun, fancy word. It is a fun, fancy word, which happens to start with an F too, and it's finesse. So what is it really? Finesse is doing something in a delicate and intricate manner. You're being so specific. You're refining it. It's not about being wild, going like, oh, I got to change everything because it's just a mess. No, it's about the littlest things. Let me give you an example. How many times have you talked to your spouse? You're having a conversation and your spouse says something that just kind of gets on your nerves and has for the, let's say, 12 years. I'm just throwing a number out there. Could be for the last 12 months, but 12 years. And what do? What old habits have done? You roll your eyes. Oh, man. Oldest trick in the book, right? You do something that you know irritates your spouse, the rolling of the eyes, because I know you've been told, just so you can irritate them, just a little bit, just a little bit. So you can kind of have maybe the upper edge of whatever the disagreement or argument is or whatever is happening. Is that, number one, fair? Is it right? Now, some would argue, well, I can do it. Well, again, I'll argue back, just because you're breathing, should you do it? I mean, come on, right? If you're driving a car and you've got five lanes and there's literally a car in every lane and you're coming from the on-ramp, do you just sit there and say, well, there's a lane, I'm going in it, but there's five cars right there. What do? You better slow down and yield, right? You don't just go now. In some cities, and we happen to be in one of those cities, and I think it's actually happening everywhere you go now because, I don't know, I could chalk it up for lots of different reasons, but we're not going to do that right now. But regardless, right, you don't just go ramming yourself into the lane like, get out of my way. But we do that in marriage. We do that in all areas of our life. I think we need to stop a little bit and say, gosh, what do I need to do? I want you to look at what's happening with a calm, cool, and collective approach. It's not about just being this lion and tiger attack. It's about saying, okay, I need to tweak something. Maybe that eye roll. So I've got three questions for you. Number one, what's happening with emotional support in your marriage? Are you giving emotional support for your spouse? And I'm not talking about intimacy, sex. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, are you there? Do the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, the healthy and the sick? Because sometimes we think we are, but in actuality, we really aren't. Or we think we're doing it the way we think they want to receive it, but we've never asked them, hey, babe, how can I better serve you? You know, I see you're down and out. What can I do to lift your spirits? Now, some might say, well, really just leave me alone. I need my space. Fair, right? So give them space. There's nothing wrong with that. But unless if you begin to communicate and you ask these questions and you become a little bit more direct, you may not get the answer you're looking for if you're just like, what can I do for you? That doesn't help much. Finesse, right? Oh, it's sleek. It's fun. It's kind of got that sexy feel to it. I mean, say it, finesse. So what's happening in your marriage when it comes to emotional support? Maybe your spouse may want you to listen more, and all you do is jabber at the mouth. That's not going to go over real well. And so they're going to feel unheard and unseen. So what can you do? Number two, what's happening in the bedroom? Oh yeah, this is the one that guys love to talk about. Yes, it's called the SEX. But I'm not talking about just having it. I'm talking about what's going on with all of it in the bedroom. So how are you guys loving each other in the bedroom? And yes, I'm referring to sex, but I'm talking about everything. The foreplay, the afterplay, all of it. Okay? Now, I can't answer those questions for you. But what I can say is that usually one spouse wants more and the other one's like, nah, you know, it's not really a big deal. And I'm not telling you which is which because it doesn't matter. Now, there are times and seasons where it's like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. And then there are other times it's like, I can't remember the last time. So I ask that question because you need to think about it. If you're coming out of a season, maybe you've experienced a medical crisis in your family, maybe you personally, or it could be just a family member. It could be you're coming off of summer and there was just a lot happening. Maybe you're doing renovations to your house. Maybe the kids are of a certain age and finally now it's like, okay, I can sleep in and I don't have to worry about them getting up at like 6 a.m. and the house burning down. Now, not literally. Okay, we're talking figuratively here. Because kids are kids, right? If they're little, you got to watch them. Well, finally, if they begin to sleep a little bit, then you can sleep too and you're not staying up to all hours of the night. Well, when you look at all of that, what's happening in the bedroom? Are you doing anything to come together? I mean, maybe it's you need to tell the kids, bedtime's at 9, period, end of story. Curfew's at 10, end of story, if you have older kids, whatever it is. And guess what? Mom and dad, when they go to bed, you go to bed too. And you have your time together. Put away your dadgum tablets and your phones. Mute them. Spend time together. Read a book together. Watch a movie together. Play together. Wrestle together. Whatever you need to do, but do it together. See my point? But see, a lot of times we're just kind of too tired and we go and just do our own thing thinking, well, you know, that's what my spouse is doing. That's what he wants to do or that's what she wants to do. So we just keep doing the same old thing. Do you think anything's going to get any better? No, it's not. So take a deep breath. Right? Look at this with a little finesse. What's happening in the bedroom? And then finally, number three, what's happening on the road? I'm not talking about just when you travel, okay, or when you're just driving. I'm talking about when you're on the go. So maybe your spouse does travel. It could be just activities for your kiddos, but you guys are just coming and going, right? It's just nonstop. What are you guys doing to stick together? Maybe it's FaceTiming each other. Maybe it's sending text messages. Maybe you have a, you know, kind of your own secret code on how you send each other text. If you don't, create one. Make it fun. Make it a little sexy, right? A little sassy. Yes, I don't care your age. You can be fun and sassy at all ages. But what's happening on the road? What's happening in between the gap as to I'm going from this point here to this point here? Are you showing up for each other? Because a lot of times we're not. We're just go, 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 go. I'm going here. I'm going there. I'm turning around everywhere. But we don't stop to say, hey, babe, I love you as they're walking out the door. Right? We just get stuck in our own ways again. Finesse. I know a lot of people don't sit here and think about these three questions, and that's why I pulled them out. I mean, we could talk about so many different things. We could talk about what you wear around your spouse, how you act. I mean, there are so many things. But I wanted to talk about some basic ones that we don't think about. Because a lot of us are very busy. So when you're so busy, what's happening on the road, right? Meaning, what's happening when you do get busy? Are you scheduling those date nights? And it doesn't mean that you have to go spend money outside of your four walls. You just make time together. Could be just a walk in the park. But let me tell you, that just a walk in the park may save you from separation or divorce. I'm serious. We've got to put some effort into what we want out of our marriages. You can't just think that it's going to happen. So are you ready for a little finesse? I mean, come on. I think you are. And I think you're ready to go deeper. Right? You can't just rely on the dinner dishes and dogs and hide behind that all the time. It's great. But you got to get to the real life of things. Because let me throw this one out at you. What happens when the kids are gone or when you're older? I love it when my husband sends me a sweet little note. And usually it's I don't know. Do you say GIF, GIF? I mean, what is it? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Those little kind of things that come to life that you don't have to think about, but you can type something in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You probably use it more than I do because I don't. I just use all words. Imagine that. But so he'll send me these sweet little messages, and one will be, I don't remember, it's just a few weeks ago, of an elderly couple. And it's just a sweet little caption of, you know, I want to be forever yours, as one younger couple was looking on an older couple that was leaving. And he sent that to me and he says, you know, I'm forever yours. And I mean, just little sweet things like that. Are you doing that with your spouse? Right? I mean, because you're going to have different seasons. And hello, newsflash, you're getting older every day. So whether you have kids or not, I mean, I have plenty of them and we're growing. We've got a grandbaby on the way. So now I've gone to five and I've got a son in love. And then I think I have a son in love to be, but don't say anything to them yet. No pressure by any means. And then we've got grandbaby number one, grandbaby number two soon here in October. So when you look at everything, yeah, it's a party every day. But let me tell you, I make time for my husband. I do. He is my priority. And even with Create You Now, let me tell you, if a text comes in from him, I take it. I can be, now, there is one exception to the rule. If I have an interview or something like that and it's scheduled, he knows about it. So he doesn't text me during that time. And usually we send each other notes, hey, I'm in the conference or whatever, so don't bother me. Because his schedule is really crazy. And I don't ever want to disturb him because of what he does. And so I want to be available when he's available. So we send each other kind of our little love notes, our little codes that say, hey, I'm working on an interview or I'm doing something. So I'll be out of touch for the next hour or whatever it's going to be. So he doesn't freak out if he does send me something and I don't reply, right? We communicate. We could sit here and talk, oh my goodness, for weeks about communication. So I want you to look at your marriage. What in your marriage needs a little finesse, a little finessing, right? A little bit of extra attention to the detail that you're bringing or not bringing, because guess what? We might be adding a little bit too much sparkle in some areas and we need to pull it back. What is it for you? I'm here to remind you, you matter. Your spouse matters. And most importantly, your marriage matters. Or you wouldn't have been willing to go and say, I do. So think about that over the weekend, because come on, it's fall weather. It's time for lots of snuggles. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.